Today she is Masech the Kedushin Daf Mem Dalad. We will begin on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis in the middle of the Amid. The Mishnah said, Hish Mekadosh Es Bitoy. Father has the ability to be Mekadosh his daughter. Quote the Gemara Mishnah from Masech the Gittin. Tanan Hosam, Nara HaMarasa. Nara, who's a Marasa, which we know Midoraisa, a woman who's Mureses, is considered an Eishes Ish. So Tanakama holds, Hiva via Makabal Neskita. Either she or her father have the right to accept her get. It's interesting to note that Rashi seems to bring down two opinions. What will be the din by Ketana? From one point, it seems that Rashi holds that a Ketana will have the same din as a Nara, that both she and her father have the ability to receive her get. On the other hand, it seems that by Ketana, everybody would agree that only the father has the right to be makabel the get. Tosfos notes this sort of discrepancy, and Tosfos says that certainly, according to the Tanna Kamma, the din is both by a Nara and by a Ketana, that either she or a father could accept the get. Not all Rishonim agree with the opinion that Tosfos sets forth. Certainly the Rishonim say that if the father gives the daughter express permission to accept the get, there's no shaila. There's also a discussion that we certainly know, and it's obvious for when we learn this Mishnah, that if the woman is a nesua already, so she's out of the jurisdiction of a father, and once she's out of the jurisdiction of a father, she is the only one that can receive the get. There is a machloikis when we say that a woman is a nesua, and she's no longer under her father's jurisdiction, and that's why she herself receives the get. Does that apply even by Ketana? Nara, certainly that's the din. What will be the din by Ketana? Will the same din apply or not? It's a machloikus. Going back to the machloikus that I just quoted a moment ago, about what is the din of a Ketana, who's only Mureses, does the same din apply according to the Tanna Kamma, that both she or her father could accept the get? Or does everybody agree that only the father could accept the get? So I sort of mafarshim want to explain that machloikis in the following way. They want to explain that according to the Tanna Kamma, that both she and the father could accept the get. What does that mean? Doesn't mean that the primary person who's really supposed to receive the get is the father. But the Torah, as we're going to explain in our Shir Mitzvashem today, teaches us that the daughter may also receive the get. But it's really the father's right. If that's the case, then certainly maybe the Torah only gave that extra right to a Nara, not to a Ketana. If, however, on the other hand, we learn that the real right belongs to the girl, to the Nara, just the Torah extended that right also to the father, then we could understand the opinion that holds that the Ketana would have the same din, that she could also receive the get. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ein shtei yadayim zoiches kechad. We can't have a situation that two people can receive the get. And therefore, he says, Elavia mekabel get. The only one that could receive the get is the father. Continues the Mishnah, and Masech the Gittin. And it's really not the focus of our Shia today, but the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "V'kosh eni yichay lishmer skita, whoever is incapable of watching a get that she receives, eni yichay lizgarish, cannot receive a get." And there's a very fundamental machloikis and how to understand this thing. Some explain the Torah says v'shilchem abeisa, misha mishalechus, a woman who was sent away, and she doesn't come back. If a woman is not intelligent enough to understand what the get means, she's not able to get a get. The Yerushalmi, however, says a different explanation. He says the reason a shaita, that's what this woman is, can't receive a get, because we're afraid that if she is left without a husband, she'll act inappropriately, she'll act immorally. And the machloikis between these two opinions is very fundamental. Because according to the first opinion we quoted, it's midoraisa that a shaita cannot receive a get. Shulchan Mebeisa. According to the other opinion, it's only a Drabbanan. So somebody will have ended up giving a get to a woman who is not, who is a Shaita. According to that opinion, according to the Shami, but the Evid, the get would be a get. Another Nafkamina, very fundamental Nafkamina, would be, let's say this woman, Nebuch, is a Shaita, but she has a father who could protect her. So if we say the concern is that Shulch Venech Hazer, so this woman, her father will make sure that she knows that she's no longer married. If, however, we follow the opinion of the Yerushalmi, that we want to make sure that she doesn't act inappropriately, the fact that she has a father wouldn't change the concern. And in fact, the Mefarshim goes a step further. And what would be, maybe not the father, but she has other family members. So Chassam Sofer wants to say that other family members would only be acceptable if she has no father. If she has a father, the one that has to watch her is her father. Another nafkamina is, let's say you have a woman who's itim chayla itishayta. Sometimes she's sane and sometimes she's insane. If the shat is mishalech esvein chazeres, so as long as when the get was given to her, she's fine, that's all we need. However, if the concern is because we want to make sure that she's going to act properly, so this woman, even though maybe right this moment she's sane, but there are times that she isn't, she shouldn't receive a get. And there's one more nafkamina, interesting nafkamina. What will be the din if you have a ketana, she's still a young girl, with the rice a young girl could get married, and she is a shaita. So if the concern is that she's going to act inappropriately, she's a ketana. So as the Mefarshim say, lo al b'shi yitzri, she doesn't really have yet a yitzhar to do something inappropriately. So it'll turn out an interesting situation. A ketana who's a shaita, according to this opinion of the Yerushalmi, will be able to receive a get. A gedoyel who's a shaita, who yitzhar al b'shei, will not be able to receive a get. Whereas, if the shat is, as it seems from the Bavli, shalch v'enechazeres, it doesn't make a difference. A ketana or gedoyel, such a woman cannot receive a get. Omer shlakis. Says Rish Lakish, k'machloikis l'gerushin, kach machloikis l'gedushin. The same machloikis we have by Gittin, that according to Tanakhama, both the father or the girl can receive the get, same will be by Kedushin. Rabbi Yochanan says, machloikis l'gerushin. The machloikis we began this year with is only by Gerushin. Avel Kedushin, regarding Kedushin, divrei hakol avi avalohi. Everybody agrees that only the father can receive the Kedushin, not she. V'om Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, my tam Rabbi Yochanan. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan? Aliv Drabonin, that differentiates between Gerushin and Kedushin. That by Gerushin, the Tanakhama, the Chacham mold, either can receive the get. By Kedushin, it's only the father. Answers the Gemara. Gerushin, the Machneses Atzmel Rishu Savia. What happens by Gerushin of a Nara? Well, certainly Ketana, but we're learning a Nara. She goes back to the jurisdiction of her father. So therefore, it's to the father's benefit. Therefore, Ben Avia are able to receive the get. However, Kedushin does just the opposite. The Mafkas Atzma Mersha Savia. It removes her from her father's jurisdiction. Therefore, the halacha is Avia V'Lohi. Only the father can accept the Kedushin, not she. So Mefarshim, the Rishonim ask, that Kedushin doesn't take her out of the father's jurisdiction, because as we said at the beginning of this year, Kedushin is just Erisin. She's not in the sewer yet. So why are we saying that she's leaving the father's jurisdiction? So I saw two answers. One answer is, even if Kedushin on its own does not take her out of her father's jurisdiction, it's the first step in the process leading up to Nesuin, which will ultimately remove her from her father's jurisdiction. One shot. Another pshat that I saw is that the halacha is that while a girl is not an arusa, if she's a ketana or a nara, her father is made for her nedarim by himself. However, once she becomes an arusa, those nedarim can only be mufar jointly between the father and the husband. She is leaving his jurisdiction. Ask the Gemara. So now we're explaining that according to Rabbi Yochanan, wherever she leaves the father's jurisdiction, there everybody says, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that only the father can receive the Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, v'rei mamer, the mafkas atzma mershus aviyah. Just to, a word of introduction. Gemara that we learned in Masechta Yevamos. If someone, Rahman al-Tzlan, dies without children, the halacha is that that his wife has to have Yibam. Midaraisa, Yibam is Bia. He has relations with her. However, Chazal felt that that was inappropriate, just to do Bia with a woman. So they said that Maimer should be done. Maimer is what we would call Kedusha Kesef. Should be done even with a Yevama. It's important to note, Maimer has no standing Midaraisa. A Yevama has no, Maimer has nothing to do, has no real halachic standing Midaraisa. But the Rabbanim want Maimer. What does Maimer accomplish? Maimer accomplishes a number of points. Number one, if there are a number of brothers, and one brother did Maimer, that brother now becomes the brother who will do Yibam. All the other brothers are excluded from being able to do Yibam. Furthermore, should this brother who did Maimer decide he doesn't want to go ahead with Yibam, so he has to now give her a get to dissolve the Maimer, and of course he still has to do Chalitza, because Midaraisa, the only thing that dissolves the bond between the Yavam and the Yavama is Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, Vrei Maimer, the Mefkas Atma Ravisha Savir. If you have a girl who is married, even in Arusa, her husband dies, she is now a candidate, if he died without children, for Yibam. And one of the brothers does Maimer. So Maimer accomplishes the same thing as Kedushin. It removes her from her father's jurisdiction. So Farshim asks, where do we find, in what aspect does it remove her from her father's jurisdiction? So Farshim say a very interesting teretz. Let's say a girl who's a ktana nara, her husband dies, Narusa, her husband dies, and she's a candidate for Maimer, and the husband who died had a number of brothers. The father has the right to choose which of the brothers should do Yibam, and he could demand payment. Whoever will pay me can do Maimer Yibam with my daughter. Now, he loses that opportunity. V'tanan, ketanim and erisin, the Mishnah says, in Masechet Yevamos, that if the ketanim and erisin, ein oisim ba mama, el medas avia. A ketana, Maimer has to be done with the father's consent. V'nara, be medas atzma, be medas avia. So the Gemara's question is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that even the Rabbanan agree that if it's a circumstance that she's leaving the father's jurisdiction, only the father can accept that. That's why the father, according to Rabbi Yochanan, receives Kedushin. So the same should be by Maimer. Why does the Mishnah, Masechet Yevamos, say that either she or a father, according to the Chachamim, can receive the Maimer? Says the Gemara, a different explanation in Rabbi Yochanan. El yitma hoch yitma. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, my tam de Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave it to Rabbanon. Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold according to the Rabbanon? That by Kedushin, only the father kicked out the Kedushin of the Nara Marasa. Mash Enke in the Gerushin could be the daughter or the father. The reason is as follows. Kedushin, the Medata, for the Kedushin to be effective, you need Das. And therefore, with Das, where consent is required, the din is Aviyah V'layhi. Only the father, not she. However, Gerushin, which is Balkarcha, then he ben Aviyah. Since Gerushin can be given with the Raisa against her will, so it doesn't make a difference who gets it, she or her father. Asked Gemara, but this doesn't help us any. Because our Maimer also requires data, her consent. And we're saying now that wherever Das is required, only the father can receive it, not the daughter. The Kani, we just quoted the Mishnah that says, Bein hi bein avia. Why? If Das is required, it should be like Kedushin, and it should only be the father. Answers the Gemara, Hasma Maimer de Balkarcha. They were saying that the Maimer was being done Balkarcha. So Mefarshim asked, how can Maimer be done Balkarcha? Bia, we could understand, could be done Balkarcha. You have relations with a woman. Kesef, you have to give it to her. So you have to have her take the money. So how could, by definition, Maimer, which we said earlier, means Kesef, ever be done by Karkam? So Naftali Trops has a very simple answer in the Granat. He says he throws the money into her Rishus. She doesn't want it. She doesn't actually take it. But that's Maimer by Karkam. the Birkei Shmuel says a little different of a teretz. He says he gives her the money, originally gives her the money on the pretense that he's giving her to her as a gift, and then he says the money that I gave you should be used for the maimer. However, Davni Nezer points out that even the opinion that we're learning now, the opinion of Rebbe, the maimer can be done bal karcha, is only as far as the woman is concerned. She could be given the money, given the examples that we just gave, bal karcha. However, he, the yavam, can, even if bia could be done bal karcha, and it would be an effective yibum, that wouldn't be the din regarding the kesef. If he has to know what he's doing. She's a nara. The Rebbe, he, and it's following the opinion of Rebbe, the Tanya ha'oisib ma'amah b'yventai, shlomi data, imamah was done by karcha, Rebbe ha'mekana, it's valid, v'chomar m'loikana isn't. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe, why does Rebbe indeed hold that it's valid? Gomar m'biyah the yivamah. He compares maimer to the biyah of yivamah. Ma'biyah the yivamah, just like biyah of yivamah, by karcha, is valid even if it's done by karcha, af hoch nami bal karcha. As the Rishonim point out, even though when the Gemara usually uses the word gomar, it's learnt, it means we learn one subject from the other, here it's not really exact. Because bia that is affected by karcha is a din daraisa. Maimer, as we said in our introductory remarks, is only the rabbanon. So it's not an issue of gomar, of learning. It's more of an issue of comparing. We're comparing maimer to bia, and just like bia is effective, Bal Karcha, so is Maimer. Rabban and Savri, Yapidim and Kedushin. We learned this Maimer from Kedushin. Ma Kedushin, as we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, has to be Medata with her consent. Af Hakanami Medata. So the Tosis points out, now that we're explaining that this Mishnah, Masechta Yevamis, is following the opinion of Rebbe, the maimer can be done by karcha, so when the Mishnah used the words medata, it has a different explanation. Usually we explain medata to mean consent. Now we're saying the maimer doesn't require consent. So now we're going to have to define maimer not as consent, but we're going to have to define it as awareness. Medata means that she's aware, but it doesn't mean that she has to necessarily consent. But my kamifli, so the machloikis, if maimer can be done by karcha or not, what is it based on? As we explained, Rebbe Sava, Mila Divama, Mivam Avalamelev. All Hilchas Yibam should be learned from Yibam. So if Yibam can be done by Karcha, so can the Mimer of a Yibam be done by Karcha. Rabban and Savri, Kedushin, Mikedushin Avalamelev. It makes more sense to learn one type of Kedushin from another situation of a Kedushin. So if every Kedushin requires Das, so too does Mimer. Says the Gemara, Hachanami Mistabra. This explanation of the Mishnah makes a lot of sense. Can the commentaries, as Rabbi Yochanan explained, what did the Mishnah continue saying? Midik Tani Sefer, Mashen came with Kedushin. The Mishnah says, the Maimer is treated differently than Kedushin. What does that mean? By Kedushin, it's only the father who could receive the Kedushin, even according to the Tanakama, the Chachamim. However, Maimer, given that Maimer could be given by Karcha, it could be either she or a father. Ask the Gemara, but now we have a very big problem. Ellen named it to have the Yuchta Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, going back to the beginning of the Shir, that the same Achloikis we have by Gerushin, that according to the opinion of the Tanakhama, either she or a father could accept the Gerushin, so too will hold the Tanakhama, is the din by Kedushin, that either she or a father can accept the Kedushin. Yet this Mishnah says that by Maimer it's either she or a father. By Kedushin it's only the father. So isn't this a refutation of Reish Lakish's opinion? Amluch Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tana of the Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda certainly holds Ein Shtei Yadayim Zoiches Kachas, that's always only the father, not the daughter. Ask the Gemara, if that Mishnah is reflecting the opinion of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Mash'en can be Kedushin, why is the Mishnah choose Kedushin as the example that only the father could receive, not the daughter? The way the Rishayim explain, the Mishnah should have told us even a bigger Chiddush. Masha'en came be Gerushim Ibayle. The Mishnah should have told us that even Gerushim, which as we learned earlier in our shir, is Don Valkarcha. So Das is really not that important. Still, only the father can receive it and not the daughter. So if we want to teach us the power of the father, isn't Gerushin a better example? Says the Gemara, Enechanami, you're right. Gerushin would be a better example. However, what is the primary subject of that Mishnah? The primary subject of that Mishnah is Maimer. I did the ton of Maimer. Since that Mishnah is speaking about Maimer, which is Domi L'Kedushin, so it's speaking about Kedushin, the type of situations, Tanan Mashen can be Kedushin. But truthfully, a bigger Chiddush would be that even by Gerushin, that Mishnah, which Rish Lakish is explaining, reflects the opinion of Yehuda, holds that it's only the father, not the daughter. Rabbi Yehuda, now we need to understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We're explaining that that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Kedushin and by Gerushin, it's only the father. The one exception is Maimer. The Maimer, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, the daughter could also receive the Maimer. Ask the Gemara, Mishnah Maimer. Why does Rabbi Yehuda agree that by Maimer, even she could receive it? Answers the Gemara, however, is a cook of Emetis. Maimer has a unique situation. By Maimer, we're talking about a Yavama. A Yavama has Zika. There's already this span that exists between the Yavam and Yavama. Therefore, it's different than Kedushin and Gerushin. Says the Gemara, now that we've established that there's a unique characteristic to a Yavama, because she has Zika, Hashta Dasus Lahachi, Rabbi Yochanan Noi Tikshlech Mikara. We began at the beginning of the Shir on Daf Mem Gimama Beis, asking a question, the why is Kedushin treated differently than Maimer? We have a very simple reason. There's no reason to ask the question in the first place. Shani Maimer, Maimer is different. Hoyel is a kook of Imedis, and that's why by Maimer she can receive it, unlike Kedushin. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos Riazakin explains that we explain that the Mishnah Masechta Yevamis is following the opinion of Rebbe, that Maimer could be done by Karcha. We don't have to say it anymore. Maimer could not necessarily have to be done by Karcha. Maimer is different because Maimer is built on a Zika, and that's what makes Maimer unique. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, asked the Gemara, the Mishnah at the beginning of our parak, Hishmas Kaddish Spitoi, a father could be married off his daughter, Kshinara Boy Ubishloicha. So what does it seem to say? Boy Ubishlucha in. He could accept the Kedushin, or his shlich could accept the Kedushin, but she isn't able to receive the Kedushin. To Yufta the Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says that either she or her father could receive the Kedushin. So Rishonim ask, who says that that's what the Mishnah is trying to teach us? Maybe what the Mishnah is teaching us is that either she or her father could accept the Kedushin. The Mishnah is teaching us another din. That the father, not only could he receive the Kedushin, but he could even appoint a Shliach. She can receive the Kedushin, but she can't appoint a Shliach. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Answer the Rishonim. If that was what the Mishnah was trying to teach us, only the din regarding a Shliach, nothing about the principles themselves, so why does the Mishnah speak about Hishmas Kaddish as Bitoi Shinara Boyu B'Shluchai? The boy is superfluous. It must be that the Mishnah is trying to teach us that the father, and only the father, can receive it, not the daughter, which is a refutation of Rish Lakish, because according to Rish Lakish, the Tanakama, the Chachamim hold, that even by Kedushin, the girl herself could receive it, Amar Rish Lakish. So again, Rish Lakish answers, Hanami, who was the Tan of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that everybody agrees that only the father can receive the Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, or me, Matzus Muksum, like Rabbi Yehuda, how can we explain that our Mishnah, at the beginning of our parak, follows the opinion of Yehuda, for Ptani Sefer? Let's learn the next Mishnah, Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hoyim Elisha, if somebody tells a woman, Hiskachli B'Tamarazu, be come Mekudesh to me with this date. So the Mishnah, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in 2 days, teaches us that if he gives her more than one tomorrow, and each tomorrow is worth less than a pruta, we can't combine the tamarim. And the tamara has to be worth a pruta by itself for the kedushin to be effective. V'aminin, and we explain, man tana, who is the tana of that Mishnah that says hiskachi hiskachi, that since he separated his statements by saying hiskachli b'tamara zu, hiskachli b'tamara zu, it separates the statement, and therefore each tamara has to be worth a pruta by itself for it to be a valid kedushin. V'amar Rabba, Rav Shimoni. It follows the opinion of Rav Shimon, Domer. The opinion of Rav Shimon is Masechta Shavuos. Again, a word of introduction. The Torah speaks about a Shavuos HaPikadon. A Shavuos HaPikadon means that if I'm holding your item, and you come and say, give me back what you're holding. I say, I deny I'm holding of anything of yours. And I swear falsely saying so, and then I admit that I lied, I swore falsely. The halacha is that I have to bring a carbon asham, and I have to return the item, and add a chaybish. The Mishnah Masechta Shavuos discusses where five people come to me and say, you're holding items of ours, and I deny. So the Mishnah discusses, when will it then be that I have to bring five carbon ashams, and when will it then be that I only have to bring one? Says the Mishnah in Masechta Shavuos, at shiyoy mishvua kalak lechad. Until I use the word shvua, separating the statements and obligating a separate shvua, a separate carbon. Otherwise, I only have to bring one. So we see that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Shimon. So how can we say that our Mishnayis are following the opinion of Yehuda? Says the Gemara. So what you'll say is, the chitema kura Rav Yehuda. We'll say that our first Mishnah of the Perek follows the opinion of Rav Yehuda, and the next Mishnah will also follow the opinion of Yehuda because of a prati savalek Rav Shimon. Because Rav Yehuda is actually going to agree to Rav Shimon's opinion in that shaila. Ask the Gemara, or mi savala, could we say that Rav Yehuda agrees with Rav Shimon? Vatanya. There's a braisa in Masechta Shavuos that elaborates on this situation of multiple claims being made on me. Zer klal. The first opinion is, klal en achayiv alachas, if I made a general statement, even though I'm denying numerous claims, I'm only chayiv one shvua, prat, if I separated, chayiv kol achas v'achas tiv remeya. It's not the time now to explain what remeya means. Yehudaimer, if I said shvua loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha, then I'm chayiv kol achas v'achas. It separates into separate statements. There's actually machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. According to Rashi, it's because he didn't use the Vav to connect the statements. So they're considered separate statements. Had he said loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, it would be considered one long denial. Tosfos learns just the opposite. Rabbi Elazar, loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha, v'loy lecha, and then I use the word shvua after making these statements. So since I use the word shvua after making that declaration, that word shvua separates it. Chayiv kol achas v'achas. Rav Shimon Omer, la'olam ein chayiv, that's the opinion of Rav Shimon that we learned earlier, ein chayiv at shem shvua l'kol achas v'achas. So we see clearly that Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon don't agree. So how can we explain? How could the Gemara try to say that the Tana of the first Mishnah of the Perek of Yehuda, the Tana of the next Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and in this Shaila, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are in agreement, we clearly see in the Braisa from Masechta Shavuos that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are not in agreement. Says the Gemara, El Kula Rabbi Shimon, just the opposite. The next Mishnah, as we proved, follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The first Mishnah also follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And in that subject, Rabbi Shlicha Savlak Rabbi Yehuda. So that Mishnayis all follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The next Mishnah clearly does, as we proved. And the first Mishnah, Rav Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that only the father can receive the kedushin of a daughter, a nara, not the girl herself. However, Rish Lakish will argue that the Rabbanon disagree, and they just, like they say by Gittin, it's either she or a father, so too will be the din by kedushin. Says the Gemara. Rav Asi, one day Rav Asi couldn't come to yeshiva. Ask Chayla Rav Zera. So he met Rav Zeira. Amalei ma omer ha'idna be'medrasha. What did they learn in yeshiva today? Amalei afa nola ayel. I also wasn't there. However, Rav Avin was there. V'omer, and I was able to meet Rav Avin and ask him what did they teach in yeshiva that day. And he said what they learned in yeshiva that day was the chavrusa kula k'Rav Yochanan. The entire group agreed with Rav Yochanan's opinion that even according to Tana Kama, who holds by gittin, the girl or a father could accept the get. By kedushin, only the father could accept it. V'tzavach Resh Lakish, and when Resh Lakish saw them following the opinion of Yochanan, Kikruchi started screaming like a bird. Mefarshim say that makes a loud sound. Why? Because he says, V'yotzav ha'isa, how could you differentiate between Git and Kedushin? We know the Torah is always makish V'yotzav ha'isa, V'lekadechshbe, but nobody paid attention to Resh Lakish. So I saw the Rishonim actually ask, why didn't they follow Resh Lakish's opinion? We know, we've learned the Masechta Gittin, the Masechta Kedushin, so many times this hekish of a yotz of a haisa. So isn't Resh Lakish indeed correct? That just like by Gittin, the Rabbanon hold, that either she or a father could receive the get, so should the din be by Kedushin. So the Taisus Rosh says a Gaval de Gavart. He said, just because we have a hekish, the hekish has to make sense. The hekish has to make sense. We can't just say there's a hekish and that's it. And since, as we learned earlier in this year, Gittin and Kedushin are very different. Gittin can be done by Karcha, Kedushin can't be done by Karcha. Gittin brings it to the Father Rishus, Kedushin removes it for the Father Rishus. So just because we have a Hekesh doesn't mean we should automatically accept it. But then I saw a Gevalde Gevart from the Shar Metzion Balacha. He says, this is a lesson for life. He says, when you see a debate and you have one opinion that stays calm and the other opinion is screaming, the halacha is like the opinion that stays calm. Rabbi Shlokish Tzavach Kikruchi, he was screaming. Rabbi Yochanan remained calm. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Omlei, Rabbi Avin Basamchahu, so he asked, is Rabbi Avin a reliable person that we can accept his report? Omlei, in Kiminyam Latigni. So the way Rashi explains, what he answered, what Rav Zeira answered was, we could have certainly accepted Rav Avin's report, because Rav Avin reported what he heard immediately after he left yeshiva. What does kminyam l'tigna mean? It means just like if you catch a fish, and you take it and you immediately put it into the frying pan. Tosfos is not satisfied with Rashi's pshat, because Tosfos says just because you catch a fish, doesn't mean you immediately put it into the frying pan. So how is that a proof that he said it immediately? So Tosfos says a different pshat. Taisa says that Kiminyama or Tigni means there were two places. There was one place called Yama, there was another place called Tigni. They were right next to each other. She said that now at the time from when he heard what they said in yeshiva till when he reported it was a very short time, like the amount of time it takes to walk from Yama to Tigni, and certainly we can therefore accept what he said. Again, the Shar Metzion Balacha points out, here we see that something, if you hear it and it's reported quickly after you hear it, is more of a reliable report versus a situation where it takes longer to report it. So he says, however, we have to take into account modern inventions. He says, then they had to walk from one place to the other. So the Gemara had to speak, like Taisa says, a place that's a very short distance. Nowadays, you could be here and I could be in Eretz Yisrael, and you can report to me immediately what you heard. Just pick up the telephone or send me an email. And therefore, says the Shar Metzion Balacha, time, distance is not measured anymore in geographical distance. Distance is measured in the amount of time that you reported it to me. Om Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, Ano, Loi Rabbi Avin Bechia, it was Rabbi Avin Bechia that gave this report. V'loi Rabbi Avin Bechahana, nor was it Rabbi Avin Bechahana that gave this report. El Rabbi Avin Stam. It was Rav Avin that gave the report. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina, why is it so important for us to know which Rav Avin offered this report? Answers the Gemara, remember the day of the day. If we're going to hear Rav Avin saying that the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan, and then we'll hear from somewhere else, or we'll see somewhere else, Rav Avin saying that the halacha follows Resh Lakish, we'll have a steer. So I saw the Mefarshim make a fascinating remark. The Gemara says, why is it so important to know who gave us the report, in case that we should have or not have a question? So Mefarshim asks, what does the Gemara say is simple teretz? We know, Kala Oymer Dover B'Shem Amroi, Mevi Gula Oylem. You're supposed to report who you heard something from. So the Gemara should say, the Nafkamin is, we need to know who actually said it, so we should repeat it properly. So there's some Mefarshim that want to suggest, B'Chiddush, that the rule, Kala Oymer Dover B'Shem Amroi, you don't have to say exactly who I heard it from. If I say over a vort, that's your vort, or somebody who's not alive anymore, even if I don't say, I try to say, but even if I don't say the person's name, he has a zchus and tzfas of David Weiss Bekever. However, say it in Paiskim, that's only in a situation where it doesn't make a difference who's in whose name I'm repeating the chiddush, the vort. But let's say, especially this is relevant in a Dvar Halacha, I'm saying a halacha. So if it's my psak, you can take it or leave it. If I repeat it in the name of Adam Gadol, you're going to take that decision much more seriously. There, it's much more important. There, it's required that I repeat and whose name I sought, so you should give it more respect. But then the Paiskim all say, of course, the right thing is, Kalayim Adav B'Shem Amroi, Mei V'Gula Lo'ilam, and when you say a vart, or you say a Dvar Chiddush, or any Dvar Torah, you should properly say it in the name of who you heard it from or saw it from. Continues the Gemara. Barminei Rav and Rav Nachman. Nara Ma'al Shetasa Shlich L'Kabel Gita Miyad Dala. Does a Nara have the ability to appoint a Shliach to accept a guest from a husband? Do we say Kiyad Aviyadama or Kichotz Aviyadama? The way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is that the Gemara is assuming now that the primary person who has a right to receive the get is really the father. The girl, the daughter, is secondary. And the question is, what does that mean? How do we view her? Do we view her as an extension of a father? And just like a father has the right to appoint a shliach, so may she? Or is she just like the chatz of a father? Just like when you put a get in the chatzah, we learned so many times, it's a valid way of delivering a get, so too will this be valid. Kiyat aviyah damya, and therefore ma aviyah ma'az v'shliach, just like a father could appoint a shliach to accept the get, af hi nami ma'az v'shliach, so may she, oidum kachatzah aviyah damya. She's like her father's chatzah. And therefore, for adam not to get the yoda, only when the get is actually delivered into her hands, is she divorced? Otherwise, lemigarsha. Ask the Gemara, umim sapkalei, is this a question? Umim sapkalei l'Rava ha, is this a question that Rava had? Vama Rava, Rava taught us a mesechta gitten, kiss for get, kiss of get. If a husband wrote a get, v'nosim b'yat avdai, and the get was put into the evid, into the servant of the woman's hands, yoshan, if the servant is sleeping, umishamritai, and she is watching him, harei zeget, because then the evid is considered the chotzer of the woman, and you could put a get into the chotzer of the woman, and it'd be a valid get. However, near, if the evid is up, ain't a get, even if she's protecting him. And the reason is, near, if the evid is up, am I in a get? Why isn't it considered not a valid get? If he's up, then he is considered his own chotzer. If we're going to say that the woman is only to be considered like a chotzer, so just like an eved for her to be considered a chotzer has to be sleeping, she too kimata gita liyada. If she's receiving the get, it shouldn't be adequate. If she's up. So before we go further, if we remember the Gemara we learned in Masechta Gittin, Daf Ayin Ches, the Gemara said there that it isn't referring to a case that the Eved is just sleeping. The Gemara is referring to a situation where the Eved is sleeping and he's also kafus. He's tied up. So the machlokes Rishonim how to understand Al Gemara. Some Rishonim explained that Al Gemara is building on top of that Gemara. That not only do we need that the Eved should be kafus, tied up, but we also need that the Eved should be sleeping. Whereas other Rishonim say that Al Gemara is actually teaching us that we have two options how the Eved can be considered the chotzer of the Isha. Either, as the Gemara Masechta Gittin suggests, that he's kafus, he's tied up, or as the Gemara Masechta Kedushin suggests, that he's up. Says the Gemara, but by the woman we don't see that requirement. Therefore, says the Gemara, Ela Oilam Pshitalei, it becomes now obvious to us the key Yadavir to them. That the woman is not considered like a chotzer. The woman is considered like the yad. And since she's considered like the yad, she doesn't have the dinim of a chotzer, and even if she's up, it's fine when she receives the get. So what was Rav Shaila that began this piece of Gemara? The Gemara's question is a different question. Mia Lima Kiyadavia. She's a yad, but she's an extension of the father's yad. So since she's only an extension of the father's yad, so maybe she doesn't have the same authority like the father, and therefore she doesn't have the ability to appoint a shliach or not. Mia lima kiyad avia, is she considered as equal to the father that she also l'shavi is shliach, that she could appoint a shliach or loy? Amalei, so he says, ainos a shliach, that she is a yad, but not to the same authority as the father. The father can appoint a shliach, she cannot. Aisvei asked the Gemara, how can we say that that's true? Another Mishnah we learned in Masechta Gittin. Ketana she'omra hiskabeli gitti. If a ketana appoints a shliach to accept the get on her behalf, since she's a ketana, and a ketana doesn't have the ability, as we learned earlier in our parak, to appoint shlichim, ain't a get at she yigia l'giat yada. The get is not considered effective until she actually receives it. Hanara. From here we see that's only a ketana. Since a ketana doesn't have the ability to appoint a shliach, the get is not a get. From this mishnah it seems, hanara, were a nara to appoint a get, appoint a shliach to receive a get, hareza get. I was saying that a nara doesn't have the same ability as a father, and only a father could appoint a shliach, not she. Says the Gemara, hachemai skinen, we're referring to a case, b'shein lo af, where she doesn't have a father. If she doesn't have a father, there she does have the right to appoint a shliach. Ask the Gemara, how can we explain the Mishnah that way? Hamidik Tani Seifa. The Seifa said there, Im Amala Avia. If a father told her, the father told somebody, say the Kabul get l'giti, go accept the get on behalf of my daughter. And he gives the get to the shliach, and then the husband changes his mind, it's too late. In Ratzaba Lachzaba, lo yachzer. Because once the get was given to the shliach l'kabbalah that was appointed by the father, they're divorced, and it's too late to change the mind. So what do we obviously see, asked the Gemara, that Mishnah is referring to there is a father. So how can we explain that the Reish is referring to a case where she has no father? Obviously that Mishnah is speaking about a case where she does have a father. Says the Gemara, no. This is the way to understand that Mishnah. Tanish Amris Gabali Geti. If a Tana appoints a shliach, the get is not valid in a get at Shigi Get Liyada until she actually receives the get. Haray Hanara, were a Nara to appoint a shliach to accept the get on her behalf. Haray's a get. She does have that ability. However, when only, but Medvam Amurim Kshein Lav, if she has no father, Av Yeshli Av. But once she has a father, there continues the Mishnah to teach us, V'omar aviyot seve kabel l'biti giti. He goes and says, and appoints a shliach, there the baruch shabalach l'yachzer, because only the father, when there is a father, baruch shem alive, can appoint a shliach. The girl, even if she's a nara, if she has a father still, does not have the right, even though she has the right to accept to get herself, she doesn't have that much of a right to appoint a shliach to accept it on her behalf.